Blessed art thou that hast believed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This Easter Saturday is also the first Saturday sacred to Mary's Immaculate Heart. To her we offer our Holy Communion of Reparation this morning. You know that the St. Thomas Aquinas teaches the reason why Saturday is Mary's Day, because she alone, as Elizabeth said, is blessed because she hath believed. No one else believed. You see in the end of the Gospel, something to which I want to draw your attention today as perhaps an unknown sorrow of Mary's heart. Here, John was her adopted son. They went back to his house that Friday night. But John did not believe. He didn't yet know the scripture that it behooved our Lord to rise from the dead. St. John himself writes those words at the end of today's Gospel. What a sorrow for Our Lady. Even her adopted son, the beloved disciple, didn't believe. She alone, the one sanctuary lamp, burning faithfully throughout the night of those 3 days of darkness until our Lord rose again on Easter morn. The Church commemorates that by honoring our Blessed Mother in a special way each Saturday of the year, and Our Lady asks us to honor her 5 consecutive Saturdays in a row, and perhaps to do that again and again, because she alone believed. The Church during Easter week honors our Blessed Mother yesterday on Easter Friday, perhaps because of the connection with 1 week since the crucifixion, when Our Lady suffered so very, very much. So we go in spirit to the church yesterday of St. Mary of the Martyrs. It's the ancient Roman pantheon, and there all the relics of so many of the saints were gathered together in the early Middle Ages, and Our Lady was honored under that beautiful title, Queen of Martyrs. But today we remember that Our Lady kept the faith, and no one else did. Today's Gospel, about Mary Magdalene finding the stone rolled back, running to tell the apostles, and John and Peter running to the tomb, and John getting there first because he was younger, and not going in, but then Peter going in and looking around and seeing the linens all folded up in a very precise way, just as a sacristan would do, say, after Mass, is susceptible of an allegorical explanation which the saints give us. St. Augustine, for example, says that St. John represents the synagogue, Saint of the Jews. St. Peter stands for the church of the Gentiles. Even though St. John is younger and the Jews received the word of God first before the Gentiles, St. John, because of his youth, then therefore has a certain physical strength. And the Jews always are connected with the carnal, or the worldly, and the successful. So the Jews get there first to the tomb where Christ was, and there's the physical evidence inside. The linens all precisely folded up by some neat angel. Remarkable the detail you get in the Gospel and how that can feed our meditation. What an assistance that is for us centuries later. But John, the synagogue of the Jews, and stay with St. Augustine here, John doesn't go in. He doesn't look at the evidence. The Jews will not look at the evidence to believe. Peter comes. Peter stands for the Gentiles, us, who will be converted and become the Catholic Church throughout the world. He goes in, and he sees very clearly that the linens are on one side, and then the sudarium, which would be either the napkin over our Lord's face, or else the actual shroud, perhaps, a term, is folded up and put in a separate place. And he sees that. And he begins now to believe. then St. John believes, just as the Jews who are left will be converted at the last. Go back to our Blessed Mother. What a sorrow to her heart, having lost her son on Good Friday afternoon, to take the adopted son home, and then it dawns on Our Lady, he doesn't believe, because he didn't yet know the Scripture. But our Lord, the Divine Teacher, had so often explained the Scriptures to the Apostles. Again and again, St. John, like a distracted student, was not listening, just as we so often do not listen to Our Lady or to our Lord. We hear what we want to hear, but we hear what we expect to hear, but we don't hear what's been being said. St. John missed out, and it wasn't until this event on Easter that he began to believe, when he understood the Scripture. Let us thank Our Lady for the privilege of our Catholic faith, that we can take Our Lady home with us, not only on Easter Saturday or First Saturday, but every day of the year. And we should take Our Lady home with us. Let's consider what a sadness it is to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart when she finds in us traces of doubt, lack of a strong faith, or perhaps a willingness to obey God's will in all things, such as she ever showed. And as we make reparation today by our Mass and Communion, let us ask Our Lady for the grace never to grieve this mother's heart again by doubting, to listen, to understand. That we do by our prayer, our reading, especially meditating our rosary, the Holy Gospels, and then the Gospels alive in the decades of the beads. Then we'll never grieve this lady's heart, and we will be perhaps one of the few who will be standing next to her in the glow of that sanctuary lamp of Holy Saturday, which is Mary, the Virgin Most Faithful. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.